The Business News Desk on Stray FM.
It's the Business News Desk. It's Monday evening and I'm joined once again in the studio with Sarah Barry from Stray FM, the Managing Director. Welcome back once again for another week of business shenanigans.
Oh, there's a word I've not heard in a long time. How are you, James?
Trying to extend my vocabulary. I can't even say that word, vocabulary.
Well, that went well.
Quickly moving on then to where I can speak about business. Oh, we had a great time at Thrive, didn't we, Sarah?
It was thriving.
What a great name for that event.
It was brilliant.
It was really good. So we're going to hear more about that later on in the show as well. Myself and Sarah and a lot of the team were there as well. So we'll have a look at that later on. But right now, let's have a look at our first story of the week. Newton Solicitors, they've been promoting five of their team leaders to capitalise on rapid growth. What's this all about?
Yeah, what I love about this story, it's a local company run by the fantastic Chris Newton, who we know very well here at Stray. And it's been great because we've been able to watch this company grow in front of our eyes over the last few years.
From a loft into this
Absolutely.
Big business.
So now they have over 100 staff employed by Newton's across, you know, various different branches. And it's the right thing to do because Chris obviously is the leader of that ship, so to speak. But he's now expanded his management team so he can, you know, obviously put more management, more operations, more direction. When you've got a team of that size, you have to change the way that you manage. You can't run the same operation for one or two branches as to when you get to several like they have now got. So I think it's a really, really, clever move.
In other business news this week, and we'll go across to Skipton now and look at a company that's getting some money pumped into it. Poor Holdings in Skipton. Can you tell us more about that, Sarah?
Yeah, well, Poor Holdings is they're a company who specialise in steel construction. So, you know, all the structural bits that we never see in buildings, they are the specialists and have been running the company for over two decades. And have just successfully managed to have an MBO, management buyout, between some of their senior team, which is a lovely story, and especially when they've invested, you know, nearly two decades of their careers, lives, and now they part own the company.
Which is great, because then all that time investment, as well as money investment you've put in over the years, it becomes worthwhile.
I just think when you've got people who care as passionately about that and enough to buy into the business, you know you're on to a winner. And obviously they've got the expertise from the company that they're working with as well. So it sounds like a win-win to me.
So, Sarah, I know you're really busy at the moment because we're looking for a new commercial director, aren't we?
We are. I've been interviewing all today and
gorgeous
all of
tomorrow. Gorgeous Rudding Park. So I know you're really, really busy. So I really appreciate your time coming in and speaking to us today and going through these news headlines. Thank you.
The Business News Desk on Stray FM.